Pod People.
On today's episode of What Fresh Hell Is This, my friend Hannah Sung is going to be on. We're going to talk about the trials of parenting, but we're also going to be talking about Korean webcomics, our favorite tropes, and raising rabbits. So let's just dive into it and see what happens.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. Today is, it finally snowed a little bit in New York, which is, like, there hasn't been a ton of snow, but I'm dealing with some seasonal depression right now. So I keep forgetting that I have access to, like, shrooms all the time. And, like, the pill form that you're supposed to microdose on so that you can, like, handle your terrible mood. And so yesterday I was like having such like an existential crisis. I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, I'm so depressed all the time and isolated and I just want to, And then I was like, oh wait, no, I have drugs. Duh. I'm just going to take some of those. So that's what's happening right now is that I'm microdosing on shrooms just to, you know, just as like a little treat, just to take the edge off the edge of life. Today's episode is going to be fun. My friend Hannah is going to be on. Hannah Sung, who is married to Scumbag Dad, who was just on. But she's more than just a wife to a man. She's also an artist, all right? She has a lot to offer. Hannah is a content creator who is also an amazing designer. That is one of the things that drew me to her, was that she has really cool designs. You've seen me wear them. You've seen Melissa, Chunky's Dead, wear them. I'm wearing one of her designs right now, and I didn't realize that she too is wearing one of her designs right now and that we're wearing the same one, but You'll see. Welcoming to the show, Hannah Sung. Hannah, welcome to the podcast. If you're watching this right now, then you can see what's happening. If not, Hannah and I are wearing the exact same thing right now, and we didn't plan for this, which is so funny. That's so funny. But the reason why is because Hannah made this. This is Hannah Sung design. So I knew I had to come on repping your stuff.
Thank you.
And I love that you did too. And I love that's the same thing. Because we both obviously, like, I've bought a lot of stuff from you. So I have options and obviously you have options too. It's just funny that we chose the same.
Thanks. Sure. I mean, also, like, because, like, to be fair, I had to wear this because, like, this vibes with you personally in my mind.
This vibe?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's just,
oh, that's
does.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's like the whole like retro, but then dark vibe that I was kind of going for. But then like, how do I make it like cut like this like dark vibe, but like still make it regular, like all the other normies can wear, you know?
The normies, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And plus, like living in the situation where we are right now, our house was flooded downstairs and we're having extended vacation in Airbnb elsewhere near our house. And this is one of the clothes I grab.
It's so comfortable. I love that. Well, you know, so Hannah is married to Scumbag Dad, Brad. And people always say, like, to me and Brad, they're like, oh, I never expected this collab. And I'm like, we have worked together so many times at this point. I'm like, what do you mean you weren't expecting this?
How can you not expect it?
Obviously, you went from you and Brad starting to do the content creation thing together. It was funny. I had a friend the other day. I was talking about Brad and you guys having a baby and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, but he wants to stop being an orthodontist because he wants to like do comedy full time. And she was like, oh, I bet his wife loves that. And I was like, no, she's actually very cool and supportive.
I bet his wife loves that. That's
I was
so
like,
funny.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, no. She like, she's very like supportive, but you guys are doing similar things, but then you had a baby and obviously that has, I mean, that's a huge life adjustment.
It is. Everything's like kind of equilibrium now. But then in the beginning of like the baby adding to our family, I just realized how much I didn't know that was going to take my time out of my life. All the free time. Sometimes I don't even have time to shower.
Oh, my God. I know, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
I know. I have to, like, joke about it because, like, you know.
Gotta laugh through the pain.
I'm in a good place. Like, I'm in the, like, fortunate spot where I can get some help from people. Like, really, I find it, like, very fortunate and lucky. But anyway, wait, going back to your question. Also, I have ADHD. Sometimes I forget the question. I'm like, and then I end up like going to somewhere so far away.
No, we all have. I mean, I have it. You have it. I don't know. I'm like, everyone I know is like, it takes us a while to, it's sort of like, it's like you start off with like one thing and then in order, but it's like a long voyage. It's like the Lord of the Rings where it's like, yeah, we got to get to Mordor from the Shire, but like in between that we also have to hit like 10 other spots,
right,
and do like 17 different side quests until we reach the end.
We'll get there one day.
It's like, well, yeah, we just keep trucking along with Mr. Frodo, like we're gonna get there eventually, but like it takes a while. I actually did want to ask you though, like, you know, talking about how much life has kind of been turned on its head for you and how much you said you didn't know, I guess what's the like thing for you that changed the most that you didn't expect would change?
You know, out of all the first thing that comes to my mind, like, yeah, like I'm tired and everything, like that's like the obvious, but then one thing that kind of like really hit me the hardest was the internalized sexism in me.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
That was big.
Can you expand on that?
Because, you know, moms or dads, like, you judge them. I can't help it. Like, you know, like, especially when you don't have a kid, you know? I mean, I still judge them sometimes, you know? Like, the judgmental, like, person in me would like to judge on everything. But then that particularly when I became a parent, it just hit me. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm them. I'm them. And then I was so wrong. I was so, so wrong. Like, they're doing everything the best they can do. Like, I mean, at least, like, most of them, right?
So when it comes to, like, the internalized sexism, is it kind of like you didn't want to be, like, associated with, like, motherhood? Or, like, you didn't want that to be, like, a defining part of your personality or something?
Yeah. And also, it's, like, a lot to do with social media. All the social media that you usually see, it's mostly it's the glorious part of your parenthood is what's shown a lot of times. And even like baby products is an example. Like when you see like the advertisement on TV or like on the phone, then you just immediately see a baby smile, you know, that's all you see about babies. Yeah. Like, and then just how much people don't realize and people don't want to share about like how hard it is to cater for the baby, like your entire life is for the baby, you know, even though the free time you get or free time you make to commit is around the baby and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't really realize that.
I mean, that's
bad, but
but this is the thing is that it's not bad. It's just honest because like, you know, even though you're a mom, you know, you're also Hannah. And you're all, you know, you're also very like you're very funny and you have friends that like love you and want to be around you all the time. And you're also like a very talented artist. So it's like, you know, I can imagine that it's, you know, you would be nervous to feel like you're like giving up part of yourself or losing part of your identity to, you know, become a mom and have to dedicate so much time to that. So I think it's not a bad thing. I think it's natural. This is my therapy episode. This is where I cosplay. This is where I cosplay. Yeah, I'm like taking a break from being like a fucked up person that talks about tentacle porn and like murder and violence. Like I'm also a person who can help you. Yeah. But I think that's totally normal. And I think I said this to Brad last time when he was on the show, that you guys, I think gave me like an honest, like really honest answers about like what becoming a parent is like, and it made me be like, oh fuck,
I don't want to be that,
because it's just a lot of work. It's another job.
Yeah, it is.
Even as a cat owner now, I'm like, oh my fucking god. I'm like,
I know, Binks is so cute.
He's really cute. Like at this point, like yes, he's a net positive Like,
yeah,
he's a net positive, but like, fuck, like sometimes I'm like, can you just fucking be normal for like 10 minutes? I'm like, I'm trying to do work. Like my like hand, you can't really see it, but like my hand is all like scratched up because I'm like on the phone with my agent yesterday. We're talking about like contracts and like serious things in my life. And this fucking animal is just like attacking me. And I'm like, can I just have a moment of peace for like, and so having, but that's a cat. You know?
Yeah.
And the time and energy and money that goes into raising a human.
I mean, I say this, like, babies are like, he's getting less stupid every day. I'm like, oh shit, I can't make this jokes anymore. Like, you know?
Oh yeah.
He's going to recognize like this joke. Like, I can't really make this joke and he's going to like understand this. Like, huh? Like, you know?
It is so weird when kids start to become like aware of things.
Yeah.
Cause my dad, so I have like a half sister from my dad's, second marriage. So like, or his current marriage. And, she's 16 years younger than me. And I was at a dinner with my dad and we were having like, she was on her fucking iPad or whatever, you know, doing, I don't know, like Candy Crush something. And my dad and I are having a serious conversation about like our like relationship. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, because of like, you know, the divorce and you moving away for a long time, I'm starting to have, I have some trust issues. So, and we were having like a serious conversation. And then my little sister looks up and she goes, you don't trust him? And I was like, she's like, why? I'm like, what's divorce? I was like, fuck.
Oh, God.
You have a little time before you get to that part, but you're like, oh, no, you're like a sentient animal.
You know, speaking of sentient animal, like the other day, like me and Brian, like we went to grocery shopping and then we need a diaper, like baby diaper very desperately. And so like we're looking for the aisle and then, oh, honey, look. And then we see the aisle, the categorization on the ceiling, the baby food and then dog, like pet food were like categorized like, in the same spot. I was like, oh, conveniently, it's same right shit. There. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, people recognize that. Yeah, we're not far off.
Oh, my, that's so funny. No, but I mean, what a like fun household that kid is going to be growing up in. Like, finally, a couple that's not like really toxic and like fucked up. That's
no, the therapist told me, definitely, you know, whatever I got traumatized, I'm not going to give it to the child, but then it'll be something else. She said, I was like, yeah. You know what? That makes sense.
I mean, it just like, unfortunately, with parenting, I mean, people are like constantly growing and changing and learning new things about themselves, like me included. I think I'm a totally different person than I was a year ago.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, parents are the same way. You know, I'm almost in my like 30s and my mom like had us in her 20s.
Oh, you look so young.
Huh?
Jesus. You look so young.
Oh my God. Thanks. Thank you. But like, you know, like my mom was younger than me when she started having kids. And I'm like, oh my God. What? Like, I can't imagine me being like 24, like having a child. So I'm like, you know, as parents, like, I think my parents are, it's the same way. And as I grow up, I try to be more, I guess, empathetic to them and their situation. And like being like, you know, I understand, like you guys passed on a lot of bullshit to me and my siblings, but I also recognize that like you're also a person who's also just existing and trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the same way, you know, like you're just figuring, you have to like figure things out. Life is all about like fucking up, but sometimes you're fucking up and sometimes you fuck up and then it ends up like
in the good way.
Yeah. Sometimes you fuck up into success.
Yeah.
Fuck up into success.
Yeah.
We will be right back. Welcome back. I don't want to make this whole episode about your life as a mom because you're more than that. Because you're more But like one of the things I think that you and I first bonded over was the fact that we both read the Korean webcomics.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yes, finally someone that I can like talk about this with, because like, I don't know. No one else was really reading
them.
And
I asked you a bunch of Lego questions. Hey, like, give me all the recommendations.
Yeah. And you gave me some recommendations too. And I was like, yeah. And there are so many tropes that you could choose from, right? There's like, there's enemies to lovers, which is a classic. There's like, you know, I hate everyone except for you, which is also a good one. The like, co-workers who go on a business trip and there's only one bed in the hotel room. The loan shark one. The like, I owe you money, so I have to sell my body to you. Like, there's a lot. Do you have one that you're like, oh, I love this?
Oh God,
because there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah,
to
there's a
from.
Lot. So I read Korean manhwa in Korean.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
So there's a Sadistic Beauty.
Oh yeah,
have you read it? That
yeah,
one's
I've read
good.
Some of it.
That one's good.
That one's also pretty fucked up. That one is like fucked up from like start to finish, and it never gets better. Spoiler if you're reading it or you're trying to read it, right? But I'm gonna spoil the ending. So basically, like, they go into the different. There are multiple couples that they sort of focus on, right? And for some reason, like. The final couple, which is like the gay couple, is like it they make it so much more fucked up than the rest of it, where they're basically just like, oh yeah, like this guy, he owes a lot of money, and so he turns to this like fucking awful dude for help, but the guy's like, well, you gotta sleep with me, and then he like, I don't know, he like breaks his leg or something, and he's like, you can't, it's a kidnapping thing. And then he's like, yep, well, you're stuck here. And then he just becomes like dependent on him. Oh. And then like, but then the other one's like, oh wait, maybe I don't want to just like fuck him and ruin his life. Maybe I'm actually like in love with him. And then they just kind of end it where he's like, oh yeah. Cause the other one, like he like tries to like himself, he tries to like off himself. And then goes to the hospital and he's like, I don't want you to suffer anymore. I'm just going to give you a bunch of money and then you can just like go on your own. And then he's kind of like, I don't really know where to go. And he's like, well, I'm in love with you if you want to stay. You're like you're the most important person to me. And then the other guy is literally like, you're like maybe third most important to me. And he's like, that's fine. And then it ends.
Yeah, the ending was like, why? Like,
it's
why
not
it end
sad
like
and it's not happy. It's just kind of like, yeah, that's how that ends.
Maybe that's like, real. Like, it's like,
that's
it's,
so
yeah,
real.
Yeah, after all this fantasy, like, it's like, that's real.
Yeah, they're just kind of just like, yeah, I'll take it. Like, that's how it that
yeah, that's better.
Like, oh, okay. I love, like, it's so funny. Like, a lot of these follow, like, the same format. Like, especially all of the webcomics that have to do with, like, gangsters. Like, it's always just like, oh, I'm just this little twink and I don't have, like, money and I have all this debt and this loan shark who's in love with me is, like, keeps increasing it so I'll continue fucking him. And then there's this CEO who pops out of nowhere.
It's like, always CEO.
And it's always, like, they always are like, we actually knew each other from our childhood.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not going to be revealed until later. And it's like, yeah we already know. Because this it's the same.
It's always the same.
Plot. It's the same. It follows the same, like, style. But then he's like, I'm just this cold CEO. And I need, like, I will pay off your debt if you sell your body to me. And it's just like, why me of all people? And it's like, because you guys were childhood friends and he's never forgotten about you. And now he's only fucking you to protect you. It's like, wow, that was so nice of him to do that. And then the
so
loan
romantic.
Shark's like, yeah, maybe I'm a loan shark, but I'm also a human with needs and desires and I'm in love with you. And it's like,
to kidnap you.
And then it's like they like fight, and I don't know, someone gets shot at some point. Who knows who? But it's just, and I'm like, but I can't stop reading them every time. I'm like, yeah,
I know. The more dramatic is the better. Like the more desperate, yes. Like the guy, like the usually the twinks, you know. Yeah. The more desperate they get, it's like, yeah, it's so good, like, you know.
Well, there's a new one that just came out that everyone's talking about called
Which
Jinx.
One?
It's called Jinx. Yeah, uh-huh. And it's the same author that wrote BJ Alex, which is a classic. And it's the same thing where it's like a little physical therapist who's like working. Yeah. He's like working for this professional fighter, mm-hmm. as like his like physical therapist.
Yeah.
And but the physical fighter, this is where it gets like silly. He has this like Jinx. The only way he can win a fight is if he like fucks a dude the day before the fight. And so, but like he's fucking some guy and he's like, ah, this isn't doing it for me. And then he's like, I would fuck that physical therapist. And the physical therapist comes over thinking he has to like, I don't know, he wants therapy. And then he's like, no, I'm gonna fuck you. He's like, I'll pay you a lot though. And because obviously the physical therapist also, he also has loan sharks after him.
Oh, and he's of course. Like,
well, if you pay off my debt and my grandma's medicine that she needs for cancer, then
of course,
all right, I'll fuck you. So it's like it's like that again, but it's like a new one, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna pay money to read it.
Take it's, my money,
even though I've read this story 1,000 times.
No,
even with the ones that aren't like gay or the ones that aren't like smut, like the ones where it's like, oh, I was reincarnated into this fantasy world like as the villainess.
Yeah.
And now I have to try to change my future. And then like the king.
Which one is that?
Oh, it's all of them. It's just like there's so many.
Like a Dear Door?
No, no. It's kind of like there's one called they're actually turning into an anime. It's called like something like Rayliana, whatever. Like it was.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she gets reincarnated into this like into this world that of a book that she read, and so she knows how the story ends for this character, and then. Like, so she tries to change it. But, like, when it's, like, a villainess character, like, the bad guy that, like, always ends up being, like, something's changed about her personality, and now I'm in love with her. And I've read, like, so many that are like that also. It's the same plot. It's the same format all the way through, but I'm, like, I can't stop
We'll read it. Yeah, we'll watch it.
Take my money.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have one final question for you, and it's a question that I asked Brad as well. And I think that it's fun to ask both of you the same question because you're married. So my final question for you is, when you pass from this mortal coil and find yourself at the pearly gates, how are you going to convince God to let you into heaven?
Hmm. My first thought is like, you know, you would think like, oh, what you did like back in the church and this and that, like, you know, but really, or like what you did for good deeds for other people. Like, and the first thing I thought immediately was like, oh yeah, I saved the rabbit. I saved the rabbit.
It was that's so like, I knew you would give like kind of like a cute little wholesome answer. I'm really? Waiting for someone to say something fucked up. I'm like, but I knew asking you that question, you would say something wholesome, and you saving a rabbit. I'm like, of course you did.
It was my rabbit that I bought off. Like, I was totally on the street in Korea. I grew up in Korea like 5 till 15.
Oh wow, and then you were there for a while.
Yeah, 10 years. Because my dad was running away from IRS at that time. Oh, in case like you guys, in case you guys didn't know, if you fuck up your tax report, that record follows for 10 years.
Wow.
So that's the whole reason. Yeah, you would think like, oh, like he had a bigger vision, like living in Korea, but then it's because like he messed up the tax Well, too bad they can't chase him anymore because he's dead, but...
Oh, well, fuck. Yeah.
Well, boo-hoo, government. Ooh. You can't really chase after that money anymore.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so you were there for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, and then, I grew up there for 10 years.
So when did the rabbit Seoul. Thing happen?
So rabbit thing was, like, I was on the street on the way back from school. And then this is like a pretty busy area, Myeongdong.
How old were you?
I was about 3rd to 5th grade. I can't remember exactly.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, somewhere like 5th grade, I think.
You were like a kid. Yeah. So you're probably like 10 to 12 or something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was down with my friend, like getting back home. And then like my friend, both of us, like we have pretty strict parents, but then like my friend, she's like, get the rabbit. You really need it. Like, you know, like we can really, cause she's like convincing me, cause her parents are way like we both stricter, but then my parents more lenient with animals. Mm-hmm. So she knew that. And then she was just like, really like convincing me that how much I need this rabbit. So like, and I was like super convinced for some reason that I bought it. It was so cute. I couldn't resist it. It was like super tiny, this teeny like baby rabbit.
Yeah, baby.
It was like fluffy. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, who wants an adult rabbit?
Me.
I'm kidding. But anyway, so like this teeny and like, and they're like this guy who's selling on the street, like he's super like pitching it, and he's like, hey, it's gonna grow up super miniature, this teeny, like don't worry about it, this is all full grown size, like, you know. And then I bought it later to find out it grew up to be this giant, you know.
Oh no.
Which was fine for me, but like, you know, this has encouraged my parents to like buy more rabbits later because like they were so in love with the rabbit that I brought. So yeah, anyway, we were living in an apartment, so we couldn't really like keep the rabbits roam around free. And also back then there was not enough like information, like, oh, the free range rabbit, like, you know?
Yeah.
That was not like the animal rights doesn't really exist in Korea at that time. So
yeah.
We always kept it in the cage. Like it ended up smelled like, you know how rabbit pee smells really, really stinky.
Yeah. I don't think I have told you this, but I used to have like 16 rabbits. Yeah. It was like an accident. Like we didn't like aim. We didn't try to get 16. It was like they told us that we got two and they were like, oh yeah, they're both girls. And we were like, cool. And then they weren't both girls.
Oh my God.
And so then like
so cute.
2 turned into 7. 7 turned into like 13, and then 13 turned into like 16.
That's so cute.
It was cute. It was also a nightmare because we had like 16 rabbits and they're all just living in our basement. And we were like, all right, like let's everyone, we got 16 rabbits that we take care of. I'm like, I don't know
just
why
feed alive.
We didn't get like give them away sooner. To people who want, I don't know why we tried. We were like, oh, we'll just see if we can just handle having 16 rabbits. There was no. Eventually, we gave like pretty much all of them away.
Yeah,
and we kept one, but like they are like they're a lot of work. You know, I mean, even though they're kind of like, you know, a lot of people just keep them in their cages. You know, we had cages for them too, but like, oh my God, they smell so bad.
Yeah, when they pee on the grass, they die. Yeah, it's
when they the grass.
It's so acidic.
Oh, the grass dies. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Not the rabbit.
I was like, huh? Wow, those Korean rabbits. That's like really intense.
Just like any Korean drama.
But that's kind of nice that your parents ended up really liking the rabbit.
Yeah. It's my dad. He was really into animals.
So how did you save it?
So it was stinky so bad, right? It was stinky so bad. Like, so me and my sister were like plotting, hey, we should wash this. We should wash this. And we were like debating for a while, but we both didn't know how to wash a rabbit. We'd never done this, you know?
Yeah.
And then finally we decided. And then like we put in the sink in the bathroom. And then we started like put the water in just enough. And then we just started like pouring water on and then like washing with the soap. And then at one point, I sniffed and I could smell the whole head also was like reeking. So I decided to pour a little bit of like water on it. Literally, rabbit. And then it screamed. It screamed so loud in the bathroom. Did you know a rabbit could scream?
I know they make noises sometimes, but I've never heard of rabbits. What?
Yeah, it shrieked in the bathroom. And I'm like, me and like sister, oh, like we got so shocked that we dropped the rabbit, not on the floor, nowhere else. Like we dropped the rabbit onto our lap. And then me and my sister was like looking at the rabbit like, the fuck, what do I do, you know? I immediately started giving CPR to the rabbit. So like, you know, and then I started like also like breathing into the rabbit's mouth to make sure like, you know, make that like mouth just a little tiny to make sure it fits to the rabbit's also mouth, I guess. So I started giving a CPR where I think it's a chest. So it came back to life. So yeah, I would totally convince God.
So like, it died and then
it came back to life.
So you just gave a rabbit CPR. Weren't sure whether or not they needed it, but you did. Yeah. And it did live.
Yeah, I mean.
So thank you for sharing that entertaining rabbit story. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Can you tell, because you're such a talented artist and designer, can you tell people where they can find your designs?
Yes. So it's hannahsung.com is where my website is. And currently I'm pretty slow with like my production at the moment. I just recently finished making a design for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's pretty furry.
Ooh.
It's cats. Whole like with pretty like a voluptuous body figure, but like teeny.
I love that.
They have like all like, angel wings, and then they're flying around and they're stabbing the heart.
Oh, that's bleeding. Great.
Yeah, it's very anti-cultural, like Valentine's Day. So like a fuck hearts, like fuck love kind of thing.
Yeah, fuck love and Valentine's Day. Fuck love, Hannah Sung. But that's very exciting. And
yeah,
I think
coming.
That people, you definitely go and support Hannah. You're so amazing and talented. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! Well, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that this was enlightening. Whether it was enlightening because you need guidance into the Korean webcomic world or fucking parenting or raising rabbits. We talk about everything here on What Fresh Hell Is This? All right. And if you are interested in following Hannah, you can follow her on Instagram at meowyoface or TikTok at meowyoface. And she's there. And you can also go on her website and purchase her clothing. Support mothers. All right. Support local artists. And on that note, that's a wrap. I will see you next week.